12 Wisconsin residents are suing the state in federal court. They insist the assembly districts Republicans created after taking office in 2011 are unconstitutional and waste people's votes. The plaintiffs want the court to prohibit Wisconsin from using the maps in next year's elections, and the group hopes its case eventually has a bigger impact by reaching the U.S. Supreme Court. As WUWM's March Pitroff reports, both Democrats and Republicans were on hand for the announcement. The litigants are presenting federal court with numbers. The first batch is from the Wisconsin assembly races that took place in 2012. Overall, more Democrats voted than Republicans, 1.4 versus 1.2 million. Yet Republicans overwhelmingly captured the assembly, 60 seats to 39. Attorney Peter Earle represents the residents suing over the legislative districts the GOP created going into 2012.
So a minority party stays in power even when they garner fewer votes, then the health of our democracy depends on the courts to fix the problem. We have one of the worst partisan gerrymanders in modern political history.
Earle says another set of numbers the plaintiffs are presenting is a concept called the efficiency gap. It calculates how many votes really don't count in elections because districts are dominated by one party or the other. Chicago law professor Nicholas Stephanopoulos helped create the metric. He says the average gap in all states over the last 40 years has been zero, meaning redistricting plans really didn't give either political party an advantage. But he says Wisconsin's gap, after its latest redistricting plan went into effect, was 13%.
The 2012 figure is the 28th worst score in modern American history out of nearly 800 total plans.
While the case focuses on Wisconsin's political boundaries, the attorneys say the U.S. Supreme Court has been seeking a case to measure how much gerrymandering should be allowable. They wonder whether this might be the case. Bill Whitford says he just wants to make sure his vote counts. He's the retired Wisconsin professor whose name is on the federal suit.
The district lines have been drawn so as to predetermine the outcome of the election in virtually all the assembly districts.
Whitford and others are suing the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board. It's charged with implementing the legislature's redistricting plan. Three former Wisconsin senators stood alongside Whitford as the suit was announced, Democrat Tim Cullen and Republicans Dale Schultz and Dan Theno.
The problem with the current system is that extreme gerrymandering tends to produce extreme politics.
The three are leading a new campaign in Wisconsin to promote fair redistricting. As for the plan Wisconsin Republicans rolled out following the 2010 census, federal judges found that only two districts were unacceptable. They violated the rights of Latinos on Milwaukee's south side. The judges did criticize the GOP, though, for conducting the redistricting process in secret. It was the first time in decades that one party controlled Wisconsin state government when it came time to redraw its political boundaries. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.